You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Dance Wolf and their debut EP, Smoke and Mirrors. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, we're giving it up for the hypnotic sound of the band Dance Wolf and their debut EP, Smoke and Mirrors. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jules D., Andy, and Grant of Dance Wolf regarding the new release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their EP, Smoke and Mirrors, here is Dance Wolf with In L.A.
Love is life.
From their debut EP, Smoke and Mirrors, that was Dance Wolf with NLA. Visit the band at dancewolfmusic.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jules D., Andy, and Grant of Dance Wolf, and here's how the interview went.
Well, congratulations on the EP, Smoke and Mirrors. How do you guys feel about the end result now that it's out there for everybody to hear?
We're all extremely happy about the way it turned out. We knew going in that we had, you know, some solid songs and a great producer to work with, but, you know, the end result really exceeded all of our wildest expectations, and we're really happy about it. We're, you know, really excited to get it out there and start, you know, playing the shows live and playing the music live that we recorded.
And Jules, you're kind of at the forefront of everything. How, you know, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, me and Andy started the band together. We went in the studio, and like you said, like, we went in with good material, but I think when we came out, we realized we really, like, kind of hit it out of the park, and that's where we had, you know, put out for the Words for Sex guitar, had Jan Grant come join. I think that was, like, a fundamental part of the development of the band.
And who did you all work with in terms of production for this EP?
His name is Max Cohn. He's done a lot of work with a lot of L.A. bands, as produced and engineered on, you know, acts like Jack's Mannequin, acts like that. But he's really known for developing a lot of L.A. bands, a lot of L.A. bands that are just starting out. And his sensibilities and, you know, the sort of music that he likes and the sort of records he likes to make are, you know, right on par and right at the same, you know, sort of direction we were going with. So it was a great fit, great partnership, and we had a really fun experience working with him and his team.
And have there been any reactions to the EP that have surprised any of you?
I'm surprised in the sense that pretty much, you know, everyone that we've, you know, given it to and had it listened to, it's been an overwhelmingly positive response. And I guess, you know, I shouldn't be too surprised about that, as I'm very proud of it and think that it's really good, but it's always extremely positive to have, you know, someone validate what you've been doing and you know, say that it really, you know, hits home with them.
Now, the release is an EP. Is this a standalone project, or is this just a hint of a larger work to come?
Well, this is basically our starting point. So we had this goal of making this EP, this really well-done EP, and then now we're going to use this as a means to further the band. And, you know, we definitely want to, since we love to record and we love to write, we want to be developing new material, but this is sort of supposed to be like the introduction to us and the introduction to the Dance Wolf.
Talk about the genesis of this band. I mean, tell me how it began.
Well, you know, it began with myself and Jules about 2 years ago. We started writing songs together and playing these little, you know, one-off shows locally. And then it kind of built up to a point where, you know, we were, you know, getting some people interested, and we got approached by, you know, Max Cohn, this producer who I mentioned previously. And he was really excited to work with us and thought that we would be able to produce something really great. So with myself and Jules primarily, and using Max and a couple of other session players, we produced and developed this EP, Smoke and Mirrors. And because of how good it turned out and how successful it is, we since then have been focusing on, you know, getting a full-time band together and live shows and furthering the band away. So that's how I met Grant. Grant has become a very fundamental part of us now and a part of this, and he's contributing a lot. So now we consider ourselves to be a fully, you know, fledged band on our way, but initially just started as a recording project.
Now we're, you know, doing a lot of shows, you know, try to do 2 to 3 a month, and one outside the L.A. area now to start growing our fan base and reaching into other parts of California for sure.
And Grant, tell me, what was it about this band that drew you to it?
You know, I always say this, I can remember I was walking through the Musician Institute where I go to school, and I saw a flyer for these guys. You know, I just moved to Hollywood, so I was like, oh, you know, established band, you know, I could definitely check them out. So, you know, I checked them out, and Andy and I emailed a few times, and he sent me the tracks. And the first track I listened to was NLA, and I remember at the second chorus, I was just like, I've got to try to join this band. They're going to be huge one day. I just, you know, met with Andy in auditions, and everything else just kind of fell into place.
Yeah, we liked him right away.
And Jules, talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Well, I mean, I've been dancing and doing musical theater pretty much my entire life. been doing musical theater probably since around, like, 8. Back in the day, I was in where I'm from in Dallas. I would do, like, you know, shows for the younger kids. And then I segued that into throughout high school studying jazz and kind of classical music training for the purpose of musical theater. Then when I graduated, I kind of knew that I wasn't happy. I don't just like writing. I would constantly write poems, and I wanted to really take my words and turn them into something. That's when I kind of segued into popular music, because it would allow me to, like, put my own words on the paper as opposed to singing or acting out what a director is telling me to.
I see. And just by going by the look and the music of the band, I mean, I can only assume what band sort of inspired you, but what did inspire you musically, Jules?
I mean, for me, I just think it, I've always been, like, had a lot of, like, I think way too much, and I have a lot of very type A, I have a lot of thoughts in my head. So for me, like, putting, like, the words of a song down on paper and turning it into a song is inspiring, and it's the first time you do that. It then becomes, like, addictive. It's, like, such a natural high to really make something that you know is going to be really good. So, I mean, I kind of think it just kind of feeds itself, you know.
And how about you, Andy? How did music start for you?
You know, I started playing guitar and wanting to be a performer of popular music probably when I was around 13. And the memory that sticks out in my head and the bands that stuck out in my head as being sort of a driver of me really wanting to pursue it seriously were a lot of the early rock and roll greats, like, you know, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones, all stuff like that. Still to this day, I mean, pretty much anything that comes from that whole history and tradition of rock and roll all the way through now is stuff that really hits home with me, and ever since I was a young teenager, I've been wanting to do it, and I've been doing it since.
And how about you, Grant?
Well, I can remember when I was, like, 8 or 9, just sitting in my dad's house, and he had this old, like, piece of crap keyboard, and I would just, like, try to learn Beethoven's music over and over again. It was just something about it I loved, and I still love classical music. And then I, you know, took piano for a while, and then when I was about 15, one day I just, you know, had some extra money, just went in and bought a guitar, you know, played it, you know, still, like, my fingers were just numb, you know. And for, like, the next few years, I just spent my time, you know, practicing guitar every day and playing in, like, all these different bands. And my old, I used to live in Idaho, so I used to play in all these bands back there. It was a really different type of music. Like, it was all, like, post-hardcore music, a lot of screaming, you know, kind of alternative stuff. But came out here and just tried to expand myself through the Musician Institute and found these guys. And it's been really great, you know. It's a sweet gig. I love it.
Visit the band at their official website, www.dancewolfmusic.com. From their EP, here is Dance Wolf with the title track, Smoke and Mirrors.
You're so
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com proudly presents the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Earth and the Next Society, and their Steering Live CD, Live Earth. In an age of cynicism and doubt, Earth and the Next Society issue passionate calls for change with bravado despair. Rock and roll hasn't been this epic in years, and this electrifying live set is the perfect introduction to a band with a message in these uncertain times. Live Earth from Earth and the Next Society, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at earthandthenextsociety.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head. Just a bit. The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. In your way, truth is wearing thin, I can see right through your disguise. Truth is buried alive underneath this. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Original Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the hypnotic sound of the band Dance Wolf, who've just released their debut EP, Smoke and Mirrors. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jules D, Andy, and Grant of Dance Wolf regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
How does songwriting get handled in this band? How do you guys go about it?
Well, initially, referring to all of the songs on the EP Smoke and Mirrors, all of the songs were, except for one of them, the song Love, Hate, Heartbreak, which we wrote with some co-writers that we got hooked up with through our producer, but everything else was done by myself and Jules, and also worked on a little bit and edited a little bit by our producer. So for that record, Jules and I would usually come up with the seeds of the songs, and then we'd work on the arrangement and production. But now that we've got Grant involved, and Grant is a very competent songwriter as well, and knows what he's doing in that respect, we're, you know, making we're involving him in the process, and in the new material that we're writing, he's definitely going to be a contributor with that as well. But usually how it works is that we just come with a core idea. We try to, you know, have a structure that we really like, that's appealing to the ear, that's catchy, and we try to have interesting melodies that keep people's attention, and, you know, lyrics that are intriguing. We're all on the same page with those sensibilities, but it usually just starts off with a very, very basic, you know, structure, and then we work on arrangement and whatnot after that.
And with this EP, what song off of it resonates for each of you the most, and why?
So with Jules, I guess.
I mean, it would either be In LA or Smoke and Mirrors, because it's about, the album, other than In LA, is about a person, and so I think that kind of epitomizes what the person was. What I saw was just a bunch of smoke and mirrors. They weren't who I thought they were. And then In LA would be the other one. I came up with In LA when I was like 5 years ago. I woke up in the middle of the night and wrote it. And then I brought it to Andy like years later, and he wrote the guitar riff, and it kind of came together. It's a cool song because it talks about like the extreme highs and also like the extreme lows of living in LA, and how it can like vary ever so quickly and kind of turn on like a dime. So I think one of those two.
As for myself, I really am happy with and like the track Smoke and Mirrors a lot. I really like the guitar riff. I like the arrangements of all the other instruments and the organ and whatnot. And I think it's a really uniquely structured song, and I'm very proud of that. So that's my favorite on the record.
The one that resonates with me the most, I had mentioned, you know, having heard In LA first, so obviously it struck a chord in me. So I always, you know, In LA is definitely one of them. But, I mean, it's almost tied with I Think Maybe, because the end of I Think Maybe, you know, the progression in the backup vocal. Was just awesome, you know, it just hit me the first time I heard it. Every time I hear it, you know, it never fails to, you know, just make me feel emotion, you know, it's awesome.
Are there any plans for a music video for any of the songs? I mean, some of the songs sound like they'd lend themselves well to that sort of thing.
That is definitely a goal that we're working on. There's nothing solid, but we're definitely entertaining a lot of different people and ideas and whatnot that have approached us. It is something that we're looking towards, but we can't really say anything definitively for certain just yet. We think In LA would be an obvious great choice for a first video for us. So that's what's kind of going on in our heads, but again, nothing solid just yet.
And how are live shows going at the moment?
They're going great. We've been playing a lot recently. We've been, you know, playing a lot here in Hollywood particularly. We're making, you know, quite a little bit of a following. We're getting a lot of people out. And our next goal, what we've been doing recently, is trying to build out within California, particularly Orange County and the surrounding areas in San Diego and San Francisco. So we have been actually starting to play in Orange County recently. That's, you know, the goal, to start slowly spreading out, and then eventually we have, you know, hopes to tour and, you know, go all over the country. But we're going to, for right now, keep focusing on L.A., Hollywood in particular, since that's where we live and where we're from, and then the surrounding areas of Southern California from there.
Yeah, we actually just played a show last night in Anaheim. That was a good one.
Yeah, we were really happy about that. It was a good show.
Where in Anaheim?
It's this place called the Press Box. We were invited for some other bands that were playing there. never been to the venue before. I'm not too familiar with Anaheim, but it was a nice stage. It was a good sound system. You know, we had fun with all the other bands, and it was a good time.
I see.
It was the semifinals for the Warped Tour date, a competition we kind of entered recently.
I see. And what would each of you like a person to come away with after they've heard this EP?
You know, as far as myself, I would like someone to just say that it affected them in some way, it touched them in some way, and it was, I really like, hearing feedback from other musicians, and I like to, hear a musician, critique it and, to say that it was really well done, really well put together, really well thought out, really well produced. And we're really proud of that aspects of that record. So, when our fans hear it and say that they resonated with the lyrics or, the subject matter or any of the sounds, that's great too, but I also love hearing feedback from fellow musicians too.
I mean, I think that
I would just, just whatever I take from music, when I hear a good album, like, if it just, strikes a chord in somebody, makes them feel a positive emotion, they can relate to it in some way.
I mean, for me, it's like, I want them to go away, like, humming part of the guitar line, or, like, singing the main or something. I want, like, a piece of it to resonate enough to where, like, they take away something from the song that sticks with them,
Visit the band at their official website, www.dancewolfmusic.com. From their latest EP, Smoke and Mirrors, here is Dance Wolf once more with I Think Maybe.
Yeah.
that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Jules D., Andy, and Grant of Dance Wolf, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. But let's not be